Well then, it's spring. Yeah. The flowers are out. The weather's great. It really has been. All this week it's going to be in the 70s. It's just beauteous out there. Get out and roll around in it, my friends. Climate change, I love you. My next guest is Ron Rademacher. He's in love with climate change, too. They've been dating for a while. Ron, welcome back to the program.
It is wondrous, Steve. Just absolutely wondrous is the only thing I can say.
Wondrous.
That's the word.
By the way, the morels have been thick as fleas in several places I've been. They came earlier by, you know, not earlier than I've seen. 10 years ago, they were a week earlier than they were this year, but it's earlier than general by about a week, I think. And so people are relishing morels. I'm loving it. And the spring fish bite is on earlier than it has been in recent years. All good stuff, Ron.
It's all good stuff. And the morel thing, you know, even if you've not gotten out there yet, I can just tell you, when you get up north a little bit, up toward where I'm at, up around Baldwin and on north from there, they haven't quite popped yet. They are popping right now because we've had perfect weather the last couple of days and nights. But there's still plenty of morel mushroom hunting to be done. So, and if you're planning on doing it in UP, just a quick note here. The Mackinac Bridge, you know, one half of it is closed right now.
It is?
The entire, yeah, it's down to one lane each way right now.
Well, that's exciting. Why?
They're repaving the entire, apparently it needed it. You know, they got to repair that infrastructure. But we are assured by the government that it will be completed by May 23rd.
By the government?
By the government.
Government says it's going to be all right. Boss man said it'll be all right.
Yeah. I just went up there, as I mentioned last week, and there are miles of I-75 that are down to one lane going north as you approach the bridge. And then when you get to the bridge, it's one lane going across there. So just plan ahead if you're going to go this month, because you could be on there an extra long time compared to normal. But we're all assured, you know, by Memorial Day weekend, we'll be breezing through that, baby. So
right. Makes my head want to explode. Yeah.
If you go, by the way, I have to give a shout out because that was a great trip. I went to Drummond Island. The Pudding Stone Rock Shop was terrific in the stuff that they showed me there. Fantastic work they do at that place. And I don't know how often you get to Drummond Island. But
Been a while.
Did you dine at Esther's when you were there?
I don't know if she invited me or not. I remember.
I can just tell you, if you go, authentic Mexican food. Now, it's completely unexpected on a remote rocky island where they're having, you know, they're going to be having the Jeep the Ute coming up in a weekend or so. But some of the best tamales I've ever had in my life, and gigantic. And she's an authentic Mexican lady who cooks authentic Mexican food. I would go back to Drummond Island just to eat at that restaurant. So there's
Attaboy.
That.
Yeah,
so. I got Esther put onto that by awesome. The people at the Pudding Stone Rock Shop. So yeah. Esther's awesome.
What are you going there to do, though? I mean, besides eat at Esther's, what are you going to the island to do?
Oh, my God. Well, you want to go out and visit the Alvar. You know, the Maxton Plains Alvar, which is one of the rarest ecosystems in North America, and the fossil ledges are out there. Now, you got to know what you're doing to get out to the fossil ledges, but there's about a quarter to a half a mile of this cliffside up on the lake where the cliff's 6 feet high, and it's full of saltwater fossils, full of them. And all the rocks that have fallen out of it laying on the ground are full of saltwater fossils, and you're allowed to take some with you.
Really?
So it's worth it just going for that. And then, of course, you go up, and the other thing you do, the inland fishing is great. Some of the smallmouth bass fishing out there is fantastic. You know, it's just a outdoor sportsman's paradise. You got a dozen or so inland lake RV stuff and kayaking and hiking, hunting. I mean, you name it.
Yeah. I'm looking up the fossil ledges now. I just want to know more about it. Yeah. Saltwater fossil.
47 square miles.
There you go.
Saltwater fossil. Yeah. Yeah. That was laid down when this was an inland, back during the last global climate crisis, when this was an inland sea. I can remember fishing, doing saltwater fishing back then. So, I mean, they can't trick me. So that's...
You're a mess. I love it, but you're a mess.
It is.
All right, carry on.
Some other messes. Well, speaking of rocks, they're having the Rock, Gem, and Fossil and Mineral Show in Kalamazoo this weekend. So if you can't get to Drummond Island, you can go down there and learn about all these rocks and fossils. I know you're a fossil collector, so he's probably mad at me now for telling you about the fossil ledges.
Well, I'm sequestered this weekend, so she's saved for this weekend. But I'm looking at the fossils. The pictures from Drummond Island are pretty remarkable. Anyhow, carry on.
Yeah, it is. It is remarkable. And I've been out there a number of times, and you really have to plan for it because there's no GPS out there, and you're going through an extremely rough country. You may find the roads underwater, but once you get out there, it's terrific. So a little more closer to home and a little more civilized, I guess. You know, Holland has Tulip Time Festival coming up. That's always a big event in Michigan. It goes on for, what, almost 2 weeks, 8 days over there in Holland. Let's see. You got the Bird Walk over in Grosse Pointe Shores, you know, but birding is big, even though I read the other day that it's racist. It's big. And they have a lot of birds. I couldn't figure out exactly why, but they were, you know, their access to birds is a problem somewhere. But you can get access to all of the Grosse Pointe Shores. Lots of birds are migrating right now. So for bird watching, that's terrific. Oh, and that gives me another news update.
Hold on. We got all carried away with fossilizing the program. We ran into a wall here. By the way, Ron Rademacher is brought to you this hour by all the great clients we have here, including Wolverine Water. Bringing you Ron today, Ron Rademacher, Michigan Backroads, brought to you by Wolverine Water. We'll take a break with Ron. We've got some more updates. 2 minutes left in extra innings after this. Ron, don't go anywhere because I have more questions, comments, and a couple of concerns. I'll be right back.